ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7. Chapter 12, text number 16. Evam vido brahmachari vanaprasto yatirgrahi charan vidita viknanah param brahmadi gacchati. Evam vido brahmachari vanaprasto yatirgrahi charan vidita vijnanah param brahmadi gacchati. Evam vido brahmachari vanaprasto yatirgati charan vidita vijnanah param brahmadi gacchati. Evam vido brahmachari vanaprasto yatirgati charan vidita vijnanah param brahmadi gacchati. Vaishnavis, bolo. Somebody. Evam vido brahmachari vanaprasto yatirgati charan vidita brahmachari vanaprasto yatirgati charan vidita vijnanah param brahmadi gacchati. Go ahead. Okay. Evam vida, in this way, brahmachari, whether one is a brahmachari, vanaprastaha, or one is in the vanaprastha ashrama, yatihi, or in the sannyasa ashrama, grihi, or in the grahastha ashrama, charan, by practice of self-realization and understanding the absolute truth, vidita vijnanah, fully conversant with the science of the absolute truth, param, the supreme, brahma, the absolute truth, adigacchati, one can understand. Translation: by practicing in this way, one, whether one be in the brahmachari ashram, grahastha ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama, or sannyasa ashrama, one must always realize the all-pervading presence of the Supreme Lord. For in this way, it is possible to understand the absolute truth. Please repeat. By practicing in this way, whether one be in the brahmachari ashrama, grahastha ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama, or sannyas ashrama, one must always realize the all-pervading presence of the Supreme Lord. For in this way, it is possible to understand the Absolute Truth. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada Ki. This is the beginning of self-realization. One must first understand how Brahman is present everywhere and how he is acting. This education is called Brahmajignasa. What's it called? Correct. And is the real concern of human life. Without such knowledge, one cannot claim to be a human being. Rather, he remains in the animal kingdom. As it is said, Saeva Gokaraha, without such knowledge, one is no better than a cow or an ass. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadahmayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sarvadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavari Paschatyadeshatarine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Tinamine Sri Varshabana Videvi Dhaitaya Kripabdaye Krishna Sambandha Vijnana Dayane Prabhave Namaha Madhuryo Jvala Premadya Shri Rupanuga Bhaktida Shri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostude Namaste Gauravani Shri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Virudhava Siddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaurakishoraya Sakshad Vairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambode Padambu Jayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sakchidananda Namine Gaurashakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gauravirabhava Bhomestvam Nirdesa Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarva Bhoma Shri Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavaradnyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhaktashaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Jayatam Surato Pangor Mama Manda Matirgati Matsarvaswapadam Bojao Radha Manana Mohanao Divya Vrindaranya Kalpadramadha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanasto Srimad Radha Shila Govinda Deva Preshtali Bhisevya Mano Smarami Sriman Rasarasaram Vivam Shiva Tatatastitaha Karshan Venu Swaner Gopir Gopinatha Shriestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vrindayai Tulsi Devyai Priyayai Keshavasya Vishnu Bhakti Pradi Devi Satyavatai Namo Namaha Shri Nishinga Jai Nishinga Jai Jai Nishinga Pralada Desha Jaya Padma Mukha Padma Bringa Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyutanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srijamyaham Paritranaya Sadhunam Dhinashaya Chatuskritam Dharmasam Stapanartaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Adyaji Mam Namaskuru Mami Vaishyasi Yukvaivam Atmanam Matparayanaha Sarvadharman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Raja Ahang Tong Sarva Papebhyo Mokshayishami Masuchaha Shushushro Shadadhanasya Vasudeva Katarachi Sian Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punyatirta Nishevanad Srinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hipadrani Pitunoti Suritsatam Nashtapraeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatyutama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Tadarajastamo Bhava Kamaloba Dayashchaye Chaitaiter Anavidham Stitam Satve Prasidati Evam Prasanna Manaso Bhagavat Bhakti Yogataha Bhagavat Tatsadignanam Muktasangasya Jayate Vidite Radya Grantischijante Sarva Samshayaha Shiyante Chasya Karmani Drishtaivat Manishvare Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shivazari Gaura Bhaktivinna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Evam Vido Brahmachari Vanaprasto Yatirgrihi Sharan Vidita Vignanaha Param Brahmadi Gacchati. By practicing in this way, whether one be in the Brahmachari Ashrama, Grihastha Ashrama, Vanaprastha Ashrama, or Sannyasa Ashrama, one must always realize the all-pervading presence of the Supreme Lord, for in this way it is possible to understand the Absolute Truth. Up till this section, till this verse, Narada Muni has been describing the detailed rules and regulations for practicing in these various ashramas. And it's interesting to look at the word ashrama because it has a very powerful meaning. We know that there's a verse in the first canto, second chapter, eighth verse. Dharma swanustita pumsam vishvakshena katasuya notpari ed yatiratim shrama eva hi kevalam. Everyone say shrama eva hi kevalam. No, come on. Shrama eva hi kevalam. Yeah, what's the meaning of that? Shrama eva hi kevalam. One person can say. Shrama eva hi kevalam, yes? Useless labor, but eva hi kevalam says absolutely, positively, without any question, it's nothing else but this. These are three imperatives. Eva hi kevalam. And shrama is translated there as useless labor. So when we look at the word ashrama, when you put an akar in front of a Sanskrit word, oftentimes, not always, but many times, it changes the meaning. So from shrama to, work with me now, shrama to, from shrama to ashrama. So what is an ashrama? Somebody tell me, please. What is an ashrama? According to the thought exercise we just went through. Is what? No useless labor. What is your name? Huh? Dayadu? Keshav Das.
Dayadu Keshav?
Let's give a hand to Dayadu Keshav Das. He said an ashrama is a place where there's no useless labor. So this verse relates to today's verse that I just quoted, 1-8, Dharma Swanustita Pumsam Vishvaksena Katasuya. Dharma Swanustita. Swanustita. Swano means personal, one's own. Swanustita means the way that you're situated. The kinds of proclivities that you have in life. Dharma, you have a particular duty to perform. Dharma Swanustita Pumsam, for all humanity. Vishvaksena Katasuya, Notpadiyat Yadiratim. Shrama Ivi Kevalam. If you're working, this is the definition of shrama. If you're working, and it doesn't matter how glorious the work may appear in the material world, if you don't wake up your attraction for hearing about Krishna, then it is shrama eva hi kevalam. Shrama even sounds like something you're throwing away, doesn't it? Shrama. It's shrama. Shrama eva kevalam is just a useless waste of time. So this is the standard by which one performs work. And in this context of today's verse, after Narada has been describing the various rules and regulations for the ashram, he's saying now that one has to realize the all-pervading nature of the Lord in one's life. Brahma Jignasa. One has to become fully conversant in spiritual knowledge through one's work. So, unless one does, then it's a waste of time. One is uselessly labored with no tangible result. And this is a practical matter because everybody, or almost everybody, is born into this world with a conditioned nature and therefore must act in a way that is regulated by this Shruti and the Smriti. And until one develops this attraction for hearing about Krishna, then one is expected and required to adhere to the rules and regulations of one's ashram very carefully. Tavat karmana kuravita na nirvityet yavata matkata shravanadova shada yava najayate. 11th canto. Krishna says, tavat karmani kuravita na nirvityet yavata. Until that time, tavat, until that time that one awakens faith in hearing about me. Tavat karmana kuravita. One must go on with one's prescribed duties, one's prescribed work. Tavat karmana kuravita. Na nirvidyeta yavata. Mat kata. And what does one have faith in Krishna kata? Hearing about Krishna. Mat kata shravanadalva shadayavan najayate. Until that time that one is not completely satisfied with just hearing about Krishna, then one must carefully adhere to one's regulated duties according to the Varnashrama. And in the purport to that verse, the authors, the translators, commentators have given a verse from the Vedas that say that if one doesn't follow the rules and regulations carefully, then one, Krishna takes it that that person is inimical towards him, because the Shruti and Smriti come from Krishna and he sets it out for the welfare of humanity. So if one neglects it, then the verse quoted by the authors says that one is then considered to be against Krishna. So practically, one may work in this world. Krishna says again in the Bhagavad Gita, 18th chapter, verses 45 and 46, in such a way that one accommodates one's own nature, the kind of work and the kind of ashram that one's suited for. And at the same time, one must dedicate one's work to the Supreme. And Ishapanishad also says, vidyam cha yas tad vedo bayam saha avidyaya mrutum tirtva vidyaya mrutum ashnate. Only one who can learn the process of nescience and that of transcendental knowledge side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death and enjoy the full blessings of immortality. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that one doesn't have to cultivate nescience. It's been done. I've already done that. That part's complete. However, and I will be carried by the momentum from that cultivation of nescience from my previous lives. The impressions I have in my mind, the prarabdha, my present body, is a manifestation of my previous karmic activities. And therefore, I'll have a certain direction in life. I'll have certain proclivities, a disposition, and so forth. But side by side, and the same thing is being said in this verse, side by side, along with accommodating that materially conditioned nature, I have to cultivate a spiritual knowledge. And very specifically in today's verse, it's mentioned that this has to be done concomitantly with practicing the ashram system. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says something about this in one of his songs, right? Yes or yes? What does he say? Grihe tako bane tako sadahari bole tako sukhe dukhe bhulo nako varne hari nam korore nam gai gaura mathur svare grihe tako bane tako sadahari bole tako. It's similar to today's verse. Bhaktivinoda Thakur summarized all of the teachings of the Bhagavatam in his songs. So grihe tako, whether you live in a house, bane tako, or whether you're in the forest without a house. Now, some people say, okay, grihe tako, bane tako, it doesn't matter where you live, but they forget the second part of the verse. Here's the second part. Sada hari boli tako. You have to, sada hari boli tako, you have to keep the holy name going constantly. You have to keep hearing and chanting. And this is the secret. This mantra is that you have to keep the transcendental vibration going in your life. And it doesn't matter whether you're in the brahmachari, the grihastha, vanaprastha, or sannyasa ashram, one has to continually vibrate transcendental sound vibration. Otherwise, one will fall back down again into the material world. This is the power of material energy, that the moment I stop the vibration, then material vibration comes into my life. There's only two kinds of vibration in this world. One is material vibration, and the other is, okay, this side is, and this side is spiritual vibration. So two kinds of vibration, and the result is completely different from hearing material sound vibration than it is from hearing spiritual vibration. As Ishapanishad again says, anyar eva hura sambhavad, anyar ahura sambhavad, iti shushumatiranam yenas tad vijichakshade. The great souls, the dhira, have explained that there's a difference between material sound vibration and spiritual sound vibration. One result is obtained by worshipping the supreme cause of all causes, and another result is obtained by worshipping that which it is not supreme. All this was heard from the undisturbed authorities who clearly explained it. There's a way in which while one's living in any situation in this world, if one applies the principle of transcendental sound vibration, then the Shastra says, anavriti shabdat. That spiritual sound vibration will uncover one. One will not be performing shrama, but will be connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this simple means of vibrating the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And in the verse from, I'm just thinking, the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, where Krishna tells Arjuna to fight and think of him at the same time. Who would like to say the verse? Yes. In the front row. Vamshuli, give him the microphone. He's going to sing a beautiful verse from the Bhagavad Gita for us all. Are you ready? Say if you're ready or not, because he won't sing it unless you're ready. You're not that ready. He's on strike until you say you're ready. You want to hear a verse from the Bhagavad Gita?
No.
They're not ready yet. Do you guys want to hear a Bhagavad Gita verse?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Tasmat sarveshu
kaleshu. A little closer.
Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mam anusmarya yudhyacha.
Mayarpitam.
Mayarpitam. Manubuddhir mame vaishyasi asamshayah.
Can you hold the mic really close to your mouth and tell what the meaning is, please? A little closer.
Krishna is telling Arjuna to constantly remember him and continue fighting. And by doing so, he'll be... There's no doubt that he'll be liberated.
No doubt. That's a pretty fantastic verse. Let's give him a little hand, eh? Yes, and that was a very little hand. Okay. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanu smarad yujacha mayarpita manobudhir mami vaishyasya samshayaha. Without doubt, Krishna says, if you go on doing your work, because he's talking to Arjuna, but at the same time think of me, then you'll attain me. It's connected, right? Same ideas are connected here. So, tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanu smarad yujacha. And in the purport, Prabhupada says, here's the practical application. You have to do what you're doing in your life, but at the same time, you have to go on chanting Hare Krishna. And he lists the Maha Mantra, which is, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's amazing how if you're doing any kind of activity in the world, that you're liable to become bewildered. There's different ways that I can become bewildered. I can become consumed with the idea that I'm the doer, that I deserve the results of my work, and so forth. I can also become discouraged when I lose the results that I was working for. However, transcendental consciousness means to work without attachment, just to satisfy the Supreme. And the best way to do that, Prabhupada is saying, is to keep the vibration, the transcendental vibration going while one's working, doing anything. You can chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare. In one of the services that I do in book distribution, we go door to door to meet people where they live. Do you all do that here sometimes? In India, do you go door to door? Shop to shop. You go out and meet people sometimes. All the time. This is a huge book distribution temple. And we've found that oftentimes it's one doesn't know exactly what's going to happen. Have you ever noticed that? That you don't know what's going to happen next? But and the mind can become also disturbed or fearful in the performance of one's duty. So sometimes when we go around to distribute books and we go door to door, we'll knock on somebody's door, and then what do you think will happen next? Nobody knows what will happen next. Therefore, the mind, when the mind doesn't know what's going to happen next, the mind starts making things up. It's a factory for various bogus ideas. So the best thing to do, we've found, is to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Recently, when I was in New York City, we went out with a group of young devotees who had not been out to do book distribution before, and we went on the street. And New York City is very busy, the streets are busy. And sometimes people walk right by you when you approach them to show them a book. And how do you think that makes people, the devotees, feel? When you approach somebody and they ignore you, how do you feel about that? Makes you feel great, right? You like that? Not very much. So this is one of the ways in which devotees, they go out and then they feel overwhelmed. But I was teaching them something somebody taught me, and that is, while you're there, keep the vibration going. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And suddenly, you're lifted above the mental platform. Mam chayo vyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatitaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. You rise above the modes of material nature and the mental platform when you chant Hare Krishna. So in the grihastha ashram, there's a lot of things to think about. Like what? A lot of things to worry about. Are there any grihasthas in here? Or is all brahmacharis? One grihastha. All right, me too. One, two, three, four. There's four of us in here against, about 150. Any anxieties in the grihastha ashram, Mataji? Why don't you name three of them for us? Someone give her the microphone, please. Within 7 seconds or less, please give her the mic. In the back. Oh, are you ready to go there? Go ahead. That's more than 7 seconds.
Monthly expenses?
Monthly expenses, yes, definitely. Very good. I mean, not very good, but very good answer. Did you have a different answer, Mataji, in the back? Yes. What's the anxiety for the grihastha ashram? Monthly expenses.
Children not listening.
What?
Children not listening.
Children not listening.
Especially attracted to the material side and don't want to do spiritual things.
So the children may go their own way. They may not be interested. They even may grow up and say, see you later. That happened to Maharaj Anga. He had a bad son. He was a grihastha and a good one too. He was a pure devotee. But his son, whose name was, it's hard to even say his name, right? Vena. Puts fear in the heart of every grihastha. You hear about Vena and he's like, oh, I hope I don't have a little Vena running around in my house. Right? You can get little Maharaj Vena for your son. I mean, he didn't just not listen to people. He was killing his playmates on the way home. He liked to throw them off a cliff and things like that. What did you do at school today? I killed my friends. That gives grihasthas a little anxiety. So, what do you do then to overcome the anxiety? Well, one thing is you can't manage your way out of it. So you have to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That's what Maharaj Anga did. He just absorbed himself in chanting Hare Krishna and he went away chanting. So there's anxieties in the grihastha ashram. How about in the brahmachari ashram? Any anxiety? Any difficulty? Name two. You're smiling, so you can speak. Give him the microphone. Anything? Yes. There's an inside joke and I'm not getting it yet. Okay, go ahead.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So actually in brahmachari life there is anxiety that they are always thinking that maybe Maya capture us and we will fall down. So they are always thinking of Krishna and chanting Hare Krishna.
The anxiety is that I will not fall down?
Anxiety is that not to fall down.
Not to fall down. Yeah, that can be great anxiety because the material nature is putting on a show. Look over here, look over there. And then there can be some anxiety there, right? About doing what, staying fixed, being careful. Right? Any other anxiety? Brahmachari ashram? Yes! We have a bold brahmachari over here. going to tell us one of the anxieties of the Brahmacharya Ashram.
Hare Krishna. Our sadhana is getting slackened. Means my sadhana is getting slackened day to day. So what is
my sadhana getting slack? Yeah, that could be an anxiety. Definitely. Because after that happens, you could unknowingly slip away. That could happen. Yeah, how's my sadhana going? How about the vanaprastha ashram? How many vanaprasthas are in here? Vanaprastha ashram, what might you worry about? Yes, Novinsky's, tell us. Quick. Vanaprastha.
Hare Krishna.
In which forest should I live?
In which forest should I live?
Or under which tree should I
look
reside?
At when Prabhupada took vanaprastha. You know, where was his service? Where was he going to go? He had a couple of... Were you done? Were you going to say more? Okay. When he took vanaprastha, he wasn't exactly sure where he fit in. Which forest was he going to go to? He went and took over that magazine. One of his godbrothers was doing a magazine, and Prabhupada took it up as his service, and then he was going to push it really in a really big way. His godbrother said, no, this is a small thing. We don't want big, we want small. And he was let go from that service. There were a lot of ways in which he was finding different signs from Krishna about which way to go. So vanaprastha ashram, what about the sannyasa ashram? Any anxiety there? Lucky we happen to have a sannyasi sitting right here who could tell us.
How to carry Vrindavan always in heart?
How to?
Vrindavan.
How to carry Vrindavan to the world. Yes, great anxiety. What a burden it is to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world and try to teach so many people in the world. I mean, great anxiety if one has students also. Just like with you mentioned with children, students, they can say, yes, I like Krishna consciousness. And 2 years later, they say, no, I don't like Krishna consciousness anymore. Is that anxiety? Absolutely. It's one of the greatest kinds of anxiety. There's anxiety everywhere. Of course, there's a difference between material anxiety and spiritual anxiety. But the solution to all kinds of anxiety is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Not only that, one must study the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's vital that one hear the Srimad Bhagavatam every single day. And as thoroughly as possible. Sometimes one may wonder, why is it that I'm feeling undue anxiety? And the answer always is that I'm not hearing enough Bhagavatam. Because if you hear enough Bhagavatam, then your mind, your intelligence, your heart will become purified, clarified by the power of the Bhagavatam. Vidunoti Suritsatam. Because Krishna is Vidunoti, that's one of his names. And he helps from within the heart to sort out the various kinds of anomalies that are there within the heart, the obstacles to one's life. Miraculously, I have this practice of sitting down every morning. I live in a house, and I sit down in the morning and I read Bhagavatam, a certain quota every day. The quota is 41 pages, because if I read 41 pages a day, I will complete the whole Bhagavatam in 1 year. Did you know that? This is a special formula. If you read 41 pages of Bhagavatam every day, you'll complete all 12 cantos in 1 year. And I'm a temple president. Are there any anxieties for being a temple president? Do we have a temple president in here? Yes, please raise your hand really high.
Yeah, temple president job is very difficult because you have to take care of all the devotees. Always there is anxiety.
Yes, and I spoke to Bhakti Rupa Prabhu this morning. I saw him and he was mentioning how, you know, he has an office here and an office down in Orissa. And as Krishna consciousness is growing, there's more problems too. You have to solve problems. When I first became temple president, I got in such anxiety. I thought I was creating all the problems, and then I realized they're just there all the time. And the work of a temple president is trying to solve them, and I realized I can't solve all these problems. It's not possible. So I sat down and I said, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. And gradually, one by one, I'm able to deal with them. So this verse gives a sense that we have to, as it says here, one must realize the all-pervading nature of the Lord. And that can be done by chanting Hare Krishna and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, especially these two things, regularly, or I should say, constantly. One should chant and one should hear from the Srimad Bhagavatam. That can be done while one's doing whatever else one does in one's life. And now we'll take a few reflections. That means anything you heard so far from the verse purport or discussion that's stuck in your mind, one point or idea that you're taking away with you. Yes.
You said spiritual sound vibration gets rid of shrama.
Spiritual sound vibration gets rid of shrama. Yeah. Spiritual sound vibration does things that are miraculous. We were last night thinking about a verse that talks about the power of sound vibrations, especially from the Bhagavatam. It goes, Pravishta Rundra, Pravishta Karna Rundraena, Swanam Pavam Saroruham. What's the. Dhunoti Shamalam Krishna Salilasya Yatasharat. And it says that just as in the Sharat season, when the rains come, it clears up all the lakes and ponds and rivers because of the excessive rain. And it compares that to when hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, that all the unnecessary anxieties and obstacles within the heart are removed. And also, it reestablishes one's relationship with Krishna. Of course, I just want to reiterate that there's material anxiety and there's spiritual anxiety. And Prabhupada said, the science of spiritual anxiety, nobody knows. He said, Mother Yashoda, she has put herself in this position as Krishna's mother just so she'll always be in this spiritual anxiety. And those, like our exalted temple president here, who take this position of accepting unlimited anxieties on their heads, and all of you who are spreading the Sankirtan movement in various ways, who take anxiety on your head, this is spiritual anxiety, and by that, there's very great purification. In fact, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur talked about preaching Krishna consciousness and how one gets what he called spiritual blood, chidrakta. Everyone say chidrakta. Everyone say chidrakta. You say chidrakta. Means a spiritual blood, chidrakta. And he said that the chidsharira, the spiritual body is nourished by this chidrakta. And he said, where do you get the blood? Where do you get spiritual blood? He said, by going out to teach Krishna consciousness to others, and in the process, by being misunderstood, neglected, and abused. Is that possible? If you go out to spread Krishna consciousness, you can be neglected, misunderstood, or abused? Yes or yes? Correct. So in the process of facing that anxiety, you get spiritual blood. What other thing? Any other reflection? Something you heard that stuck? Yes?
Like you said that Bhagavatam, reading Bhagavatam will clear the anomalies in the heart. So this point got reinforced because I was discussing with one student, one engineering student, and he was facing a lot of problems because of lust. He almost left everything, all the process, chanting and all. And then when we discussed, so it was decision that he will read at least 2 to 3 hours Bhagavatam every day. And within a week, he again came to 16 noun, following 4 regular principles and good standing, now preaching very nicely. So what you told, that this Bhagavatam will, you know, get rid all this anarthas in our hearts.
Did you prescribe 3 hours a day for him?
I said at least 2 to 3 hours.
He's a spiritual doctor. He knows how to cure the disease. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana Goswami that when one's wandering in the material world, if one's very fortunate, he comes in touch with a spiritual doctor. And he says, a Vaishnav. And the Vaishnav carries two things, instructions and hymns. It's two things, instructions and hymns. And he prescribes. He said, okay, you chant 2-3 hours of Bhagavatam a day, and call me in the morning. You'll feel better. Let me know how you feel. So this is then. Now it helped him to overcome the various obstacles that he has. Vikriditam rajava durbiraham cha Vishnu shadhanvito nishinu yat atavarna yedya bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam ridrogam ashva pahinot yacharira dhir. I'm sorry, last line. Vikriditam rajava durbiraham cha Vishnu shadhanvito nishinu yat atavarna yedya bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabhya kamam ridrogam ashva pahinot yacharena dhira. If one hears Bhagavatam, then very quickly one can overcome the dread disease of the heart, which is kama, lust. And Krishna helps from within the heart if you hear with faith. What else? Yes.
Lord Chaitanya did not attach much importance to Varnashram Dharma.
To what?
Varnashram Dharma. Lord Chaitanya did not attach much importance. Whereas Prabhupada says that establishment of Varnashram Dharma is 50% of our mission. So how to reconcile these two opposite things?
Srila Prabhupada, did you hear the question? He said that Lord Chaitanya did not give much importance, apparently, to Varnashram Dharma. But Prabhupada said at the end, it's 50% of our mission. So how do I reconcile this? By saying that Prabhupada was very merciful. Just as far as wanting to reach everybody in the world and give them an opportunity, there are, anyone who preaches Krishna consciousness extensively knows, go out in the world, there's certain people that have not awakened their faith in Krishna consciousness or in hearing and chanting about Krishna and are not even that close. But there are masses of people who can be engaged in Varnashram activities and gradually come to the point of hearing and chanting about Krishna. Tavat karamana kuravita na nirvidyeta yavata. But there's no framework whatsoever in the world. Willy-nilly, people are just being given all kinds of options for sense gratification. And it's a slaughtering process. And therefore, Prabhupada gave this instruction out of great compassion to try to reach as much of the world, the whole world, to give them an opportunity to have some solid ground to stand on so at least they could approach human life. And then gradually come to the point of having faith in Krishna Katha. That's my realization.
Sarva dharma paritajya mamekam sharanam. Does it include Varnashram dharma or exclude?
Yes. Sarva dharma paritajya mamekam sharanam vraja. For those who have the wherewithal to take Krishna's instruction, sarva dharma paritajya mamekam sharanam vraja, they may take this option. Prabhupada gave this example that if a poor man is approached by a wealthy man with a big bag of money, and the wealthy man says, here, take this bag, and then the poor man has a choice, take it or don't take it. So Krishna is similarly given this option, sarva dharman parityaja, surrender to me. And however, not everyone is in that position. Therefore, Prabhupada gave a framework to give people an option so that they could come to that position. Okay? Thank you, Krishna. What time is the class over at 9? So, I wrote this book. Can I have a copy? I wrote this book because I was asked to write it after thinking about it for a long time. I wrote the book in my mind several times, and the editor kept asking me, how far are you along in the book? I said, no problem, it's almost done. Even though I hadn't written anything, I just thought about what I should write. And then when I actually started to write, I realized that writing is a lot harder than thinking about writing. Have you ever noticed that? Thinking about something is a little easier than actually doing it. And over a couple of years, I put this book together with the help of my dear friend and editor, His Holiness Keshav Bharti Maharaj. BBT asked me to write this book a long time ago to give a perspective of the service, specifically of book distribution. And after finishing the book, I gave it to the BBT. It's not my book anymore. I donated it to the Bhaktivedanta Book Trust. And this is the second printing. It came out last for the ILS last year, which was in Mayapur. This year, in February. But we sold out all the first edition, 5,000 copies. And then they reprinted another set, and this is the second printing. It just came out. And here it is. Please enjoy it. It was a great experience writing this, and I'm very happy that it's available because it's really about the history of book distribution and also many practical matters that we've learned in organizing book distribution over the years. Some of which I'm happy to report. We have a track record for many of the principles that are in this book. For instance, in America, in the last 5 years, using the principles in this book, we have increased book distribution by 200%. And the principles that are in this book will work anywhere, at any time, and in any place. I guarantee it, or your money back from this book. Even though it's not my book, I don't get the money for it. If you buy this book and it doesn't dramatically, if you don't double your book distribution, whether it's a community or your individual book distribution, if you don't double your book distribution after reading this book completely, all the way through, I will give double your money back for this book. What do you think? You buy about 10 copies and see me next year. See if you can make a little money, right? So, that's it. Thank you very much. Vancha kalpa dhruvascha kripa sanabe vacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha gopremanande nitai gaura haribo
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 haribo nitai gaura haribo nitai gaura haribo 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo Gopremanande.
His Grace Vaisheshika Prabhu Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.